Oh God. Oh God, gotta leave, gotta leave, gotta leave, gotta leave. Sorry, sorry. All right, let's get the show on the road. Whoa! Your crypto nation and mining family, what is going on, guys? What up, what up, what up? We got Jason the Tiger Osborne in the house. Yo, what's going on? We got Goblin, yo. With a little goblin face mask. Fits your persona perfectly awesome. We got that Doom Miner, our last night's my little random Bitcoin giveaway winner. Yo.
Yo.
And that's not gonna happen, Jason. No, no, no. He's like every grumpy that happens, I have to give up one Bitcoin. Oh, hell no.
a whole lot of Bitcoins.
Right, right, that I don't have. That is what we like to call unattainium. So what is going on, all you happy hashers? Yo. How are things with you, Mikkel? I know that we were speaking just last night. But how are things with you in the mining world?
They're going all right. Currently, trying to figure out a few things, what I'm going to do with the well house. I would like to move towards higher powered equipment as well as GPUs, but you know, kind of seeing where it's going to land. As of right now, I'm doing like some repairs on the well house just to make sure that it's, you know, good and sound. It literally sat for, I don't know, maybe 10 plus 20 years. Who knows how long?
Yeah, we got to make sure that that's not going to leak. Yeah, we got to make sure it's waterproof. I mean, when it's
We've had plenty of snow and we've had all this, and I've been watching.
No, that's messed up, dude. You've had snow.
I know, man. You have not had much of anything.
No, dude. It's been actually hot in my house because it won't get cold outside.
It's pretty grabby for you, but yeah. So I've had like a good amount of rain and snow, and like there's a few spots where like you would think it would leak, but it hasn't into the well house yet. So I'm not sure where or what it's doing, but we're doing some repairs on it just to be safe.
Yeah, and, I mean, if the shingle edges are like curled up a little bit, you know,
it definitely needs a whole new roof. But that's,
well, if you can stand on the plywood, it's the plywood's good, yeah. And then you're just looking at shingles and new tar paper. I used to do roofing when I was younger.
It needs repair. Like the whole roof needs repair.
Yeah.
Yeah, some patchwork on it, as like the roof itself. So it's definitely
like I remember walking around on customers' roofs and they're like, I need a new roof. I'm like, okay, are we contracting me to do this? Because I'm gonna do an inspection real quick and I might put holes in the roof. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, If I find a soft spot, my foot's going through it.
Yeah, basically. So it just needs like some updating. It sat for a long time. Super like good bones. Like it's a good structure. It just needs a little bit of re-love.
Right, right, right.
So I'm trying to do all that and get my yard situated. Same time.
You know what should put a smile on your face? Mm. This.
Mm. They put smiley face and notes in the box. Giggity.
Hey, guess what? I have two cameras working. So Zoom does not like my good cam.
It doesn't like button of launch check with the
DSLR camera. It does not like it because it's like it's not a true 100% smart DSLR camera.
Right.
And I'm not surprised because even Octoprint with my Raspberry Pi connecting in with the 3D printer, right. It doesn't like my DSLR camera too. And I put the special software in there, fucking like through command line, downloading it into Octoprint on the back end, trying to make this camera work. And it was like, yeah, no. So sorry. If you had the one model above what you got here, it would have worked, but you got the poor people camera.
Especially if you're just trying to plug it in through like USB.
Yep. Well, I wasn't getting power directly through USB because my DSLR camera is externally powered.
Right.
But it has no problem with my Logitech, which is powered through the Pi. It treats the Logitech like the Octolens. So the Raspberry Pi camera, so it treats it like that.
So it could be because of the Canon drivers do not work with Linux.
If I had the one model above the one that I've got here, so if I went one camera better,
right?
Mine's a T7, but there was like another letter. There was like a letter behind T7 it or something. Something like that. It was like it was supported. I was like, motherfucker, I've got the one just outside of it. Damn it! So my camera's just too old.
My camera's pretty fairly new, man. I have a T3i, and I use it, and it's perfectly fine. And
for everything else, it's fine. Like,
but I haven't tried that.
Zoom doesn't. Zoom doesn't like it, and Octoprint don't like it.
My Zoom's fine with mine. My Zoom's fine with it. But mine doesn't run. I have to run mine through a cable, through USB cable.
I've got it into a USB cable.
Okay. It runs fantastic through micro HDMI into
Mine doesn't work like that.
What do you call it? Capture card. Plug in the capture card, man. It is phenomenal. That's how you get max quality out of it. You skip the Canon software.
Never try to do it through the
You have to buy an adapter, a micro HDMI adapter.
Right.
Yours might have full set. No, it's definitely probably not.
I've never tried to do it that direction.
They're really fun. It's how you can run multiple DSLR cameras too. You can run one through the software, and you can run one through the capture card. Because some capture cards you can't run more than one DSLR camera on. Even if it has like multiple like outputs, there are some that have.
Oh, dude, man, the Logitechs do not like to be in the same header.
Oh yeah.
My computer gets confused on which one it is. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Like
two, three, and two. They can't be like in the same twos or the three or the two. They can be like here, here, here.
Yep.
Yeah.
So this one is plugged in. This one's plugged into the back of my motherboard. The other one is plugged into a 2.0. This one's plugged into a 3.1. And right then the other one, I have it in a 3.0, and it still doesn't like to play with Zoom. Zoom's like, yeah, you see how much I fight it with Zoom, dude.
Yeah, Zoom don't like you.
No, it just doesn't like it. It's just my I think it's a camera thing. But you want to know what's not an issue? What's not an issue is looking at this.
What's in the right box? What's the smaller box?
The smaller box? Would you like me to open it up?
No, I just want you to send it to me. I'll open it up for you.
That one's not what you think it is.
Darn.
that's not pay dirt.
Darn.
This is like the outer layer to the cookie.
Oh yeah, I don't want the smaller one then. I want the other box. Open the small box. Give them the outer layer to the
cookie. Should I just open up the small box and then come back down and sit here?
Yeah.
I can certainly oblige to that one.
Hefe says Goblin. Goblin, I saw your post. Hey, dude, you can't plug a graphics card into your backwards PCIe slot. That is not a PCIe slot, sir. That is not meant for a graphics card.
Yeah, that,
you could do some damage
to the card. That was a component port.
Yep.
They weren't graphical ports. Those were the, like,
sound cards.
Exactly. Sound cards. Network peripherals of some sort. Yep. Communication between multiple towers. It's a really old standard.
Yeah, you can't plug a card into that. So.
No, not only that. Out.
Thank you. But yeah, I saw that you posted it, and I saw people answered you.
You'd have to take the rear I/O shield off because it would be colliding with the motherboard, leaving the whole graphics card at an angle.
I mean that, you know, it wouldn't work.
It right, right.
Any kind of graphical output.
No.
The thing that Golden Wolf posted, like that bi-4 splitter for the 4 ports, dude, you can definitely do that. This guy over here has actually ran like a full 8-card rig off of running off of those ports.
Gen 2 PCIe. They were Gen 2 PCIe. The motherboard was a first generation support of DDR3. So it was DDR3 running at DDR2 standards.
So slow. The lowest speed possible for DDR3, which is the fastest speed of DDR2. Might as well be running
DDR2. It was like it was like 1333 speed on the RAM, dude. It was minuscule, dude. And but I had 8 gigs. So it supported the full channel RAM on there. It supported full usage of the PCIe. Now they were PCIe Gen 2
PCIe by 4. It's PCIe. Yep. It's PCI, not PCIe.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Running those little by 4 ports, those work.
Phenomenal.
Nems use them. A lot of people have used them. If you can find them, they're extremely rare. But there are a by eight
of those. Yeah.
And if you find them, you're not going to find them.
No.
eBay, you can see them every now and then, but they sell for quite a bit. And dude, they are amazing. They even have a 6-pin adapter on it because it needs power because it's running so much. and it is perfect. It runs full 8 cards on one of those. I mean, I've seen just a regular motherboard that had 3 PCIe slots, and they had 3 of those slotted in there. They couldn't populate all 8 of them per each one because the motherboard just physically couldn't run it.
So this one right here.
None of the blames.
This box right here you want me to open.
Yeah. That box.
It was taped with love, guys. Taped with love.
Yeah, the M2 USBs, those work well too. That's true. I don't think he has an M2 slot on that motherboard. I don't see an M2 slot.
It's the bubbly wraps. We got a lot of it. Oh my god.
What is it?
Oh my god. So I'll do a quick reveal on this one. Bam. Oh, and I unplugged my headset.
I don't know what it is.
So you see that blue tape?
Yeah.
That's a cooler.
What in the world?
Oh my god! These things are massive! Oh my god!
What is this? What are we looking at?
So we have 2 motherboards here.
Okay.
Oh, sitting on a fucking custom fucking... Oh,
Jesus, man.
Oh, come on. Get out of here. Get off of me. Holy cow. That's one. Oh my god, there's a second one here. Oh, this one looked like it might have taken a hit through shipping. It's a little bent.
Gunny says he's giggling like a schoolgirl. Jeez, man. That's intense.
All right, I gotta take my headset off so I can get back to my seat.
Looks a little bent backwards.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hold on. Here, coming around. Woo! All right, here, getting back into my seat.
What's up, Doom Miner? How you doing, buddy? He said CPU miners? I have no idea.
Alright. And right. So yeah, this one looks like it took a drop. For sure.
Solid. I bet it still works.
Yeah, I bet you it still works too. Probably just
look at the heat pipes, man. Which means pressure was applied right on top of it.
Fixed. Yep. So we've got AMD motherboards with 5950Xs. But these big chongus fucking coolers on them.
Pretty intense cool.
Oh my god, yeah, that is.
Or just the 5950X?
Yeah.
I mean, those things pull quite a bit at once, though, so.
Yep. So we got the Cro-Max fans on here.
Huh.
These are Noctua coolers.
Yep. They kind of look like.
And we got a little fucking little bit of memory already stuck up on here. So this thing's already got a pre-built OS on it, you know. So awesome.
Is all from the same person?
Yes. Which shall be be named nameless for right now.
Wow. A little overkill. That's a little overkill, but.
What board is this? I don't even. So this one is an MSI board. So it's a micro ATX board because it's only got one GPU and a 1x1. And then This one is the ASUS TUF. The same style where this one's actually just a ATX board because it's only got two graphic ports on it. And
full lanes.
Yeah,
so two full lanes and
so they'll have one. This one it will have a full PCIe Gen 4 and the other one will be Gen 3.
Right on.
Or whatever it is. Yeah, Gen 4, Gen 3. Yeah, yeah. So, and then this one also came with a little bit of memory on there too.
Storage.
Big, giant chungus. It's like, bro, that's so much fan.
I felt like the RAM is like way up underneath there.
I know, right, dude? This one's
way back there.
This one's got two channel RAM. How the hell did he have this running?
Single channel mode.
He has it in the wrong port.
Maybe he took a stick of RAM out.
Maybe. That would make more sense because it's in the first slot closest to the CPU. It should be in the second one.
And it should skip one. Skip one and go over to the next lane.
Right. So I think this thing got slightly de-kitted.
Is the other one missing one or have one?
This one's missing one also.
Same slot?
Yeah, it's in the first slot. There's no way this thing is firing up on the first slot.
Were they known running or were they known having issues?
No, they were known running.
Okay. I think they got
de-kitted.
Nice.
There is no way. No way that this thing would be running with a single stick of RAM closest to the CPU. I don't know any of them being configured like that. This one's only got a dual channel RAM and it's still in the closest one. It should be in the last one, furthest away. It's like, I know what's up. I know what happened here. See if I can even get this up and out of here. Am I home? All right. Now I should fire up. You barely got enough room to actually get that up and out of there. Oh my God. Things are chongus. Chongus. Wow.
The size of the ranch.
And they're sitting on a little plastic a plexiglass riser.
Nice.
Yeah, so they're like test bench status.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. I got dedicated test benches. Look at this. You know what this means? I have the test bench to do LN2 hash drags.
Yeah.
YOLO.
You're not overclocking the CPU, so.
No, it's going after the GPU.
Yeah, it's like, so it wouldn't matter. I was like, I don't know if either one of them. Maybe the tough would let you push your CPU, but I was like, oh, wait, with your hash drag. GPUs.
Right. If I wanted to, oh, wow. This one, the plexiglass, it hit so hard when it bent. It actually broke the plexiglass on the back. It cracked it.
I was wondering if that's what that was. I didn't know if it was like a wire, if like a plug or something.
There you go. Now you can see it real nice.
I saw it a long time ago. I didn't know if that's exactly what it was or not.
Right.
You didn't say anything. So I was like, obviously it's not what it was. But it is.
Yeah.
Psych.
Damn. Thank you, Postal Service. You guys are amazing.
We love you.
Right.
Thanks for giving us our package.
Right. There was a wet dream, and you know how to shit all over it. Now I want to fire this thing up and hope that everything is good on it, because that means it took a hit in the center of this a little bit. Hopefully it didn't break the motherboard at all.
Oh, man. Got the weather alert for tomorrow. And it's going to be 35 degrees cooler tomorrow than it was today. Hashtag Rex sinuses.
Oh yeah, I'll fill you on that one.
Dropping from, it was 83 today, 83, and tomorrow's going to be in the 40s.
So I know what I'll be doing tonight. I'm going to see if this thing fucking posts.
Again, on the tough board.
Yeah. I've got a little test GPU and a little power supply that I can just fire this up with and see if, make sure it fires up and at least boots the BIOS or whatever.
Oh. That'd be crazy.
Motherboards are pretty resilient.
What else is in the box? Was that all that was in the box?
I believe that's all that was in this box. Let me double check. Let me double check.
Flip the camera. No, flip the camera. Let's see.
Yep, that was all that was in that particular box. That was it.
That was it.
So let's get to the topic of tonight's title. Do you ASIC mine at home? Is it safe?
Yes. And yes and no.
Yes, I say I do, it's very
and,
safe.
And yes, it is safe. And also, no, it's not safe at the same time.
It's safe
if you know what you're doing.
No, I'll even disagree with that to a point, you know.
I don't think that you're gonna get a.
Depends on which one you're messing with.
By unsafe, I mean like running like an S19 Pro on a regular like 110 circuit.
Well, you can plug that into the 110 circuit, but nothing will happen. It's not going to hurt anything. Really, it won't.
Not at first. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything, but
it won't. Like, it won't even fire up. It won't even attempt. Yeah, it won't even attempt to fire up. Because it's not full fielding both sides. It's only getting a half the power.
Right.
So it will not fire. So I think ASICs are pretty idiot proof. I mean, like, if stupid tries to like go out of his way, then that's where I say, you know, I think that's where natural selection starts to kick in.
But it has the potential to be unsafe if used, if done improperly. Sketchy in some cases.
I mean, come on. That one guy that was splitting 220 in the 2110 circuits off of an extension cord. Come on, he didn't burn up.
Rather the opposite. That guy is killing it, man. Has a huge farm, and I.
That
one got me.
Yeah. I mean it. And we're so. I mean, I think the equipment has
famous
enough
last words. It'll be all right.
I think the equipment has enough fail safes built in to stop stupid. I think, but if stupid goes out of his way, natural selection kicks in. Hopefully,
like yeah, you don't deserve it.
Right. It'd be like, oh, look, you played with electricity. You just passed it through your body. Heart stops now. Thank you. Please don't come again.
Please pass go. Do not collect $200. Go straight to jail.
Right? Go straight to the morgue.
Yeah, it's some of that stuff, man. It's pretty interesting. But ASIC mining and all is definitely doable. I mean, you can run a 220 circuit on them if you know what you're doing.
Right. I mean, like,
you can pay someone to do it for
you. Yeah, you can pay someone to do it. If you know what you're doing, you can do it yourself like I did. Or, you know, if you got an existing 220, you can sit there and be like, oh, my dryer's hooked up to this because I got an electric dryer. So I'm going to mine until I need to do clothes. And then when I got to do clothes, I just turn the rigs off and I dry my clothes. And then when I'm done, I plug everything back in. I know lots of people who do that. But it's like, you know, I don't think that ASIC mining is bad. I think somebody that's going to look into an S19 Pro, I would think at that level with that kind of money being invested, that there's going to be that entry level learning curve that they're, you know, for $10,000, you're going to know what it needs to plug into. And it states on there that it will not work on 110. So you know, you got that initial startup cost that it's going to slap you in the face. So now you're going to be looking at going, hey, I've only got 110.
If they bought it on the website. They bought it secondhand, and they wouldn't have the warnings of the website.
That depends on where they got it from. I mean, if you're talking secondhand, hopefully that person goes, yo, dude, you know how to run this thing, right? I mean, that's what happened whenever I got those Litecoin miners. The guy was like, you do know how to run this, right? You do know that with even just having three of these, you needed a dedicated 220 circuit. And I'm like, yes, I'm already running ASICs. He's like, oh, okay, cool. And then we just started talking in that direction. You know, it was like, oh, okay, you know what you do. Oh, you're one of us. Okay. You know, but you come across somebody like you do know how to run this, and you see them. What do you mean? You plug them in, right? I'm like, oh God, we have someone new.
Yeah, I've even seen. I posted a video in, I think it's the mining channel on DCA, I think it's a couple of days ago. Here's a video. There's a guy who, it's called the Bitcoin Rocket, and it's just like a rocket heater. It's literally all it is. It's just an S9 or an S7 fan.
Yes. And he's got it in a little rocket thing so he could put it into his room, and it's got an inline ductile fan on top of it. Yes, I did see that one.
Most ingenious setup.
I wonder how loud it is, though.
He said it's not incredibly loud. It's.
You see, that is relative.
It was like 40. It was like 40 something decibels. Like it was like relatively like that's like.
Because I know he took out the Delta fans. Size of a
heater. Yep.
He took the Delta fans, and that's why he had that inline ductile fan. And that ductile fan was like, it looked like it was the 8-inch round.
Yep. He made a video on
YouTube. I love the 3D printed base.
Like the rocket ship.
Yeah.
AC Infinity S6 fan. He's not even running a full blast, man. He's like, it's half cocked. Just.
Right. Yeah, but I know those ductile fans are still they do roar. Those things still make some noise.
Pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can hear it. I can't play too much of it.
No, we can't even hear it. I can't hear it, they can't hear it.
Can't play too much of like the noise because.
No, it's not coming through on my end. So
it's probably because the way I shared it.
Yep. So, I mean, it's cool. It certainly is. I like it. I dig it.
Yeah, cool stuff, man. And he's running it with Brains OS.
It's the only way to run your S9.
There's his screen. So, S9. Like he has it undervolted is what he was saying. So he's only pushing 998 watts. He is running it on 110.
That's why. Well, the S9 can be run on 110.
I'm just saying. Like he's running it on 110. He's running it like a normal.
But because he's got an underclock, so he's not getting full tera.
He's losing 2 tera ashes.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yep. Because in the summertime, I've got to downclock my S9. In the wintertime, I get to go balls to the wall with it. It's like, oh, yes, we get to stretch our legs out. It's funny that I burnt out a power supply. That was the first amp miner power supply I killed.
He had a clip of it, like, running. Thought he had, like, a decimeter on it, but I guess not.
Hey, I see dirt in there.
Yeah, he said, had it sitting on the carpet. He said he had it sitting on carpet and it was collecting lint. It pushing up, like it's pulling air and pushing it up.
Yeah, you want to just play with like rising air.
So you're pulling lint would probably be worth putting like a filter screen on there.
So should I go ahead and like get into doing this other box, should we talk about more ASIC stuff? I mean, I like ASIC stuff.
What's in the box? What's
in the box?
What's in the box?
You got to you have to unshare the
screen. I'm
trying. No, do it now. Now.
Didn't unshare fast enough.
All right, here. Switched microphones.
And can Travis use my Christmas tree's extension cord? No. No, you cannot.
Oh. Oh, that other box. Mm. That other box.
Ooh. I've definitely used an extension cord for like a miner before, but I use like a heavy duty construction cord that handles 2,000 something watts. And I was only running like a 500 to 600 watt rig off of it. You know, it wasn't like anywhere near half. And it was only like, I mean, literally like 6 feet away from where I needed it to be. It was the most ridiculous thing. I've done sketchier things.
Like you guys ready for this?
Do it.
You sure you're ready for this one?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. Proof of pants.
I can't. Well, I can now, but I can't proof of pants in 5 minutes from now. You'll just have this to trust like... that I still have them on.
We got industrial grade tape here. This box was kind of on the heavy side. I'll give it that.
I would hope so.
It's even heavier when a cat's on it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I like boxes.
Right, I like big boxes, and I cannot deny.
That's in the box, Dan.
Oh, Cammy. Oh, you ready for this? You sure you're ready? Were you born ready? I need F-A's in the chat. I can't open it.
F-A's.
I can't open up the box.
Goblin.
The lid is too heavy. Man.
It is.
The lid of this box is so heavy. I can't do it without F-A's.
It's definitely messed up. For sure.
What's messed up?
Google acquired Odyssey.
Yes.
Got to acquire the competition, man. Was their only competition.
Yep.
Like, biggest competition. not only competition, but some of their biggest threat.
We don't have enough FAs in the chat, I swear.
FAs, put them.
I got a few of them, but man, this doesn't look like a whole lot from here. I mean, I'm really far away from my screen, so it's hard for me to see that. I don't see enough of them. I got a 1440p monitor. I mean, there's got to be a lot of FAs for me to see them.
Let's fill the chat bar.
Right. We got to fill that chat bar up. I mean, Cammy's even having an issue trying to open this box up. She's trying. It's just not enough FAs. Oh, we're getting them now.
There you go.
There we go. There we go. Now I can. I'm strong enough to do this now. Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
It's like, oh, I can do this now. Boom. Man, how do I get this thing out of here? I think I need to stand this box up on its end. Oh, God, this thing's fucking heavy. Ugh. Holy cow, this thing is... on this table is almost as big as me.
Yeah, it's getting x-rated, cat licking itself. Yep.
I just unplugged my headset so I cannot hear.
Oh, no. Nim can't hear us talking
crap. The box grabbed my headset. There you go. Now I can hear again. So, bam.
Make sure you throw the empty box on the floor for the cat.
Yes.
All the cat wants is the empty box.
Oh.
And cat's like, yeah.
Oh, giggity.
30K says he approves the code.
Okay. Oh, giggity. Oh, my God, giggity. Oh, God, giggity.
Both cats ran to the empty box. Like, yes, my favorite.
Here we go. So Chungus. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. 3 powers.
And it's got a slot for a 4th one in here.
That's intense.
Wow.
What server case is this?
This is a real Octominer board.
Real Octominer.
Real Octo board. Woo! Oh, wow.
I know you made a video the other day about your fake Octominer.
Yeah.
Fake Dominer.
Dude, man, that thing. And then the...
I'm losing
what
you.
Was that those? Oh, did I lose
you? You're here.
Okay. So, was it the RepTech board with my NVIDIA?
Right.
I was hoping that these ones were, yeah, it would work, but yeah, no, it didn't work. Oh, so these are all hot swappable. So this one is, what's the wattage on you? This is 1200 watt. This one is 1200 watt. And this one's 1200 watt. Let's take a look on the inside on this. Oh, come
on. 3600 watts total.
Yep. Oh. So I get a little thank you for your purchase thing. Oh, wow. Here's what the front looks like. Oh, this thing is like pimp looking, really.
Damn, I'm out of Bitcoin now. Yeah, we're buying an Octominer for sure.
Let's see here. I got 2 Phillips screws. Let me get a screwdriver here.
Luckily, he didn't buy it from Octominer.
Me? No.
I'm saying there, he's like, he's all out of Bitcoin now. And I said, luckily, he didn't buy it from Octominer.
No.
You have to pay the outrageous shipping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. So it's got like a RepTech style board in here. Bro, that's like a RepTech board, dude.
Yeah.
And the CMOS battery's gone.
Oh, yeah, he probably removed it for shipping. I don't know if he ever used it either.
No. This is brand spanky new.
Yeah,
it smells new.
They didn't even come with CMOS batteries.
No,
if I'm not mistaken. That was something that you had to do.
Oh, come on. I need to grab a pair of clippers. All right, got my clippers.
I guess Bitcoin Bounty Hunt just put out a letter that they are stopping development.
Womp womp. Sorry, guys. This is not profitable for us to make you profitable. Wow, these fans are huge. These are like 140 mil fans.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
We got a fan control header board here. I've got all the... I should have all the cables I need to plug in. Got an SSD in here. A lot of stuff like held in by components. Designed in Germany for maximum efficiency, ultra durable. Oh, this is kind of cool. So this board has the riser power on two sides, depending on what case you're running. So you got the riser power on the bottom, or you have it all along the side here?
On the top.
Wow, this is kind of cool. One, two, three, four. Huh. So the one thing I see that's weird. So you see where their main motherboard is right here? The graphics card that would plug in would press up against the cooler.
Probably.
It doesn't matter what GPU it would be either, any one of them, because that slot's so close to that cooler. I wonder what the performance is. I mean, this has got to be like a mobile APU style or something for sure. Really, it's got a detachable cooler on here. So I wonder what's actually in there. I got what looks like to be a power button back here. I've got four USB 3.0 headers, HDMI, and then, your standard Ethernet. Your power supplies hook into a rear distribution breakout board that allows for hot swappable. This is actually pretty... I like this. This is nice. This is like one of the nicest server cases I've got, but for the pricing on these server cases, they're really just not worth it. Would I recommend somebody to buy one of these? Not unless you have, unless you're just trying to have the most baller thing out there. I find that you can get a lot of utility out of the cheaper ones versus getting one of these Octominers, but I wanted to grab one. This way I could test with it to see how comparable they were compared to my other server cases that actually do run really well, and not my knockoff Octominer.
Right. And it looks like the CPU in there is a Intel Pentium G4400.
Okay, yeah. That's their low wattage line. Okay, so I guess the cooler won't make a difference.
Not at all.
Yeah, there's not enough heat in there, because that's like, what, maybe 60 watts?
If that. 2.9 gigahertz. It's fairly low watts.
Yeah, at least it should be faster than the other crappy Octominer I got.
I like that in Hive it will show you full, like,
oh yeah, intake, all the temperature, exhaust, yeah.
Environmental sensor for, you know, moisture in the air and all that other stuff, which is,
I know, really, I was really like, cool. Man. I was like, what? Get out of here.
They went that extra mile and did some work with Hive to have that put in there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So that's what I got in the box, guys. That's what's coming into the pipeline there.
More boxes coming? Or boxes for Crypto and Hot Rods coming?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to do it as a complete unboxing of everything, like a Panda Status unboxing. So I'm going to probably do it in two parts. So I'll make two videos out of it on Crypto and Hot Rods, where I'll do one with the really, 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 really good ones that you know about. And then I'll do the other video filling the case out. And it's like, and all of this stuff's used. It's not like I'm a, you know, a bazillionaire that can sit there and, you know, just goes, whips out all this cash and goes, I'm going to buy all this stuff now. This is all secondhand stuff, trying to get everything out of bargain. I told you, man, we come up into a bear market with mining. You're going to see people trying to get rid of stuff.
Yep. Your boy knows where to find good deals. I have found lots of good deals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I always share them upon where I know who is looking for what. So, are looking for something.
And I am kitted. I'm kitted to fill that out.
Yep. My services are available. I helped someone source a bunch of 3080s the other day, which is actually kind of funny.
We need facility, otherwise I have a problem. I'm running out of power.
Good freaking stuff. It was good.
Bad enough. I'm about to put online the equivalent of an S9 Pro. Or the what is it, their high hat, the what is it, the S9T for their high terror hash one.
Still an S9, but yeah.
Yeah. So I'm quickly running out of power here. So we definitely need to move forward with this facility. Need it. Badly, like yesterday.
Like I wanna 3 months ago.
I wanna buy more.
I want to buy more cards.
I do more cards, more ASICs, and I need more power. So, yeah, we need to get that going so badly. That guy, he's like, I need help filling up the 12 the X12 Octominer that's coming.
No, man, dude, congrats!
Right?
You want a giveaway and won the Octominer case just after we had, you know, had that whole conversation with him, a discussion of sourcing all the parts for him to build, like move all the stuff into an open air rig. He wins an Octominer case.
Bro, that's the way to go, but it is like, going to be.
Man, there we go. He already bought all the other stuff too, so it's like.
But it's going to be It's going to be a dual-edged sword. He's going to turn that Octominer on, and his wife's going to look at him.
Be like,
his kids are going to look at him and go,
G-Man, be like,
that's in the house.
That's what my nightmares are made out of.
Right. That's cruel and unusual punishment. That goes right up there with waterboarding, dude. You just kind of go into somebody's room with an air raid siren every 20 minutes in the middle of the night. This way you can't sleep and do that for like a week. You'll go crazy by the end of the week.
He doesn't know yet, I don't think.
It don't matter. The fans are still loud.
I think he's just kind of going with any card he can. We should talk about ASICs next. We were.
It depends on how much power you got. Power you got available depends on which ASIC you get. We only talk about Bitcoin miners, really. Realistically.
I did the numbers this morning on my show with the new light gold shells, you know, the ones that pull like less power. And I really wasn't impressed, man. The CK light only pulls like a couple bucks a day, if that. I wasn't that impressed. Pulls $1 a day. And this thing only pulls like $1 more, and it pulls like 1,200 watts. Mine pulls 200 watts and does $1. You could buy two and do $2 a day and still be
That's why I only got one Doge, Mini Doge. Because like if you do the price comparison from Mini Doge to an L3 Plus, you're a couple of $100 off from each other, and your power to watt ratio
is
on the Mini Doge is like get up on the L3 Plus, you're like, oh, that's worth it. Oh my god.
I just thought it was kind of funny that the new light ASICs that they're, you know, so you can run an ASIC at home. They have low decibel fans. That way it's not loud. But it's 1,200 watts. And it really wasn't that impressive. Which I still kind of find funny that it's...
Probably because it's thermal throttling.
I still find it kind of funny that it's 1,200 watts, right? That it's... Fire is meant to be an at-home ASIC that you're supposed to be able to run like in your house because it's low decibels, right? You know, but 1200 watts,
it's like plugging in a microwave all the time.
It's a C13 plug, like on the miner. The power supply is built into it, the C13 plug. And I was like, man, you better include a plug with that thing, because some people are not going to know what for an at-home. They're like, oh, I can run this at home. I'm like, what? Where do I find this cord? Why are the things this way? I saw it. I was like,
some of that stuff's not for the novice, you know.
I was like, come on, man.
They, you know, it's almost like they'd rather just sell it to people, get people to buy it, whether they know how to utilize it or not. Whenever they have their issues, they just deal with it. But if you think about it, that's how Bitcoin ASICs were in the beginning, too.
All right. Oh, so I can win one from somewhere. I get it. So he wants to talk about ASICs, so you can go win one. Got it. So we always talk about ASICs, so hopefully you go win one.
Right.
Techman says NVIDIA cards need to be in the far right slot. And if you run, like if you don't populate all 12, in an Octominer 12X, all your NVIDIA cards need to be to the far right. If you start going from left to right, looks like you'll have issues.
Yeah, and Panda if had you're the running issue where he 6600s,
you'll need to BIOS update the BIOS on the machine in order to run 6000 series. Won't work over 10 cards. And it was a BIOS update. Wow.
Yeah, Red Panda. Good job, Tech. Red Panda was only able to get 10 NVIDIA on his.
Or 10 AMD.
11. I don't remember what he did with the AMD. I think with AMD, he got 11. But the NVIDIA was like fucking 10. Bam.
Depends on the NVIDIA cards. Gonna run out of lanes. The Octominer. Slots are all over the place. I need to do the video on the slot assignments. On Hive OS, they're 1, 2, what? And 5, 6, and 0 at the other end. That makes no sense.
It was how they it. I bet you I can look at it right through the
probably the way that
the traces are. Yeah.
For it to like actually function and line up the way it needed to, it probably had to go that way. So I was thinking was the grounds.
They're trying to do direct pathways right to the to it. And it's got to go into a PCI port.
That makes sense. It still sucks. But there might that's not going to be a workaround.
Yeah, there's no workaround on it. But, I mean, if you know how it's slotted, it makes life easy to go label it.
I have no clue what the star ones are. So we only know that the left 2 is 1 and 2, and the far right 3 is 5, 6, and 0. So the ones in the middle are someone between 3 and 5.
Oh, yeah.
No, not to mention that. If it's 12, I was like, yeah, then you got the rest of the numbers.
Right.
What a mess.
And when you populate them all, it changes their location again.
But they aren't 0 to 11, but it is what it is, yeah. What up, Fox? Not a whole lot, man. Best world out of here, personally.
Woo! That needed to come out. I'm just so happy I got this big giant fucking tent for my 3D printer.
Yeah, I'm about to buy the Promax, whatever it is, like tent for it.
I got the one big enough for the fit the big Ender 5 in.
One's like $80.
Yeah, the bigger one now. The reason that I did that was, one, it fit the bed moving back and forth with my cable chains and my camera on it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's why I did what I did. It's a little bigger than what I would really want it to be, but I get full swing.
The small one's still pretty big.
Yes, it's like it is.
21 inches by...
But you can't run a bed handle in that. And I've got the bed handle on mine. So, I mean, I just have to take it off if I did that. But I was like, you know what? I like the idea that the camera is like there.
You have a bigger bed. I don't. So
no, my bed's the same as yours.
The same size.
Yeah. Mine's just the version 2 of yours. Everything's the same. My power supply is located underneath. Yeah. My power supply is located underneath now. My bed access moving is on a double extruded aluminum. So, I mean, there's upgrades on it. But it's the same thing as yours. I've got the same height. I've got the same bed, the 235 millimeter bed on there. All the Ender 3s take the same bed. The Ender 3 Max is the one that takes the bigger bed. Yeah. And then the Ender 3 Pro, the Ender 3 Pro is the one that's got the higher vertical height.
Ender 5, the bed actually
is
moves up and down. The nozzle doesn't.
Yes.
The nozzle doesn't move.
It just goes all over. It's really nice. It's like dual belt driven and everything.
Yeah, it's really nice.
My wife's youngest has that.
worry about leveling as much. And
no, he has they're on struggle bus with it because they're on older hardware.
First generation.
Yeah. So if they were to upgrade some of it, it would make it a little easier. But yeah, they have an issue with if they breathe on the bed wrong, they've got to relevel it.
Oh, dude, I had to relevel mine after every print.
I don't really do that.
I had to. I upgraded to the upgraded springs and tensioner rods and everything, and now mine's fine. But before that, it was not fine.
Oh, I never had a problem before.
With the warped bed I have.
So I don't have a warped bed. That makes it really nice. But I would tighten mine's down my manual.
Right, the front right corner is where like, I have to like, stay away from that area because it bubbles up. It's like you'll hear it. You hear the nozzle just drag across it.
Oh.
And you're like, I just leveled and it wasn't doing this. And then you hear it. You know, like, so if you put a print there and it's like a print that needs to by itself, oh, it'll knock that thing right off the bed. It'll like
so I mean it's like I kind of taught myself how. I mean, like I don't see too many videos of people like showing this is how you should level your bed. So I went ahead and kind of just like crash course myself. So I tightened down all my manual adjusting knobs. Now I've got the CL Touch, which is the same as the BL Touch.
Right. It's just the Creality version.
Right. So I have it auto home, and then with nothing on, no negative on the Z axis, I put the nozzle to zero, and then I level the bed from there cold. And then I'll sit there and Z axis home, I'll home it again, and this time I hit the bed at 70 C, and I put the nozzle temperature to 220 C, and then I level my bed
as if it was being used.
Well, that's what you do to set the final. You don't have to do it for the initial level, but you got to do it for the nozzle height.
Yep. Because metal expands when it gets high.
Right. And I'll sit there and just sit there with my feeler, my feeler gauge, and just I'm like, oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. In order for me to run my BL Touch, I have to upgrade my main board because I'm running the 32-bit.
Right. And they're not that bad priced.
No, they're really not. It just doesn't really, like, it doesn't really bother me too much. I'm not running it enough that, like, I need it. When I start, like, running it all the time, I'd probably be like, time to do it.
When you can do the mesh fix, it'll sit there and detect all the waves in your
my main thing is it will fix that front right corner. Like I won't have
not
to
only that
worry about
you'll
it.
You'll be like, oh yeah, my bed is good, and you'll see a low spot in the middle and like, oh, and you'll be like, well, it's working, and then all of a sudden you get that perfect level where it does the mesh fixing. Mm-hmm. And even the spot where you're like, oh, this has always been good for me, you're like, wow, it's actually smooth prints.
I went and got a different
glass too, and I'm having fucking issues with it big time. I can't get nothing to stick to it.
My glass.
I don't know if I've got to sit there and just crank the heat on it to make it stick on it. Or what? It's that fucking, it's got that borosilica surface on it that's supposed to suction cup the part to it. Yeah, I think it has to be really hot.
Yeah, you have to change your bed temperature. It's different.
A lot.
Yeah, running between my glass bed and then the regular like PFG bed.
Well, I already use a regular glass bed that came with the Ender. But I went
mine
and got
came
a
with it
one.
But it wasn't like it didn't work very well for me.
Yeah, this one doesn't work very well at all, so I'm thinking it just needs to be hotter. I've tried it at 75 C and prints were still just sliding off of it. I mean, just sliding off. I was like, wow, Put my other glass on, sticks.
Weird.
I know.
Yeah, I'm putting mine out into the well house. I act with my physical 3D printer because I don't have room for it where I'm at right now. Like where it's like it's in my office right now. And it's like sitting over there and it's not in a spot where I can print levelly.
You don't have to print level.
It's gotta go now, out.
I was watching a guy.
I mean, like it's sitting on a shelf. In the
this
front
guy
of,
named
like,
this
much
Baker's
of it's hanging
Muse.
Off is hanging off of the shelf. Like it's barely
have
on
you,
the
have
shelf.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Maker's Muse?
Yeah.
He sat there and put his 3D printer on the wall and on the ceiling, and he said it made no difference. Yep. He's like, as long you're not leveling the bed to the surface that it's sitting on, you're leveling the bed to the nozzle. So a geographical location of the print surface doesn't matter at that point.
I run my bed at 50 C. Jeez, keeper of the code. How?
I run mine at the CryptoCloaks PLA recommends 60 C on the bed.
Your answer is at 50 C. That's low, man.
Creality, I can do 50 C.
Beckman, yes, I use 3M painter's tape, like the blue tape. It's fucking fantastic. It is. I will never, ever go back. I will only use that tape from now on. As soon as it gets torn up, you just peel it off and put new tape on. You really can't get like any more easier than that. And if the print's being like super stubborn with you and doesn't want to come off, you just peel the tape off. And you just put new tape on and you just got to rip the tape off at that point. It's a lot easier to pull flexible tape off of a print than it is to like pull it off the whole bed without wanting to break the bed. I've seen people that have like pulled a chunk of the bed off before. That's pretty funny. You see it. Like,
Maker's Muse did it, and he's like, and he's a professional fucking 3D printer. He's like, I snapped it off. I forget what filament he was using, but it like bonded.
Who was it? A 3D printing nerd had his gigantic 3D printer, and it was a glass bed, and he used that. They didn't recommend that he used it, and he used that adhesive, and he went to go pull that chest piece off the bed, and it pulled the glass
had, like, a little,
right
a little
out
section.
Of it.
Yeah,
it just pulled the glass right out of the bed, and I was like, oh my gosh, someone from Disney had to come out because they're the only ones that had glass for it. And I was like, that's intense. Like, dude, like it straight up pulled the, like a chunk of glass out of the bed when he pulled it up. I was like, that's some intense adhesive, bro. Like, I don't know if I would ever use that.
Right.
I think it does the job a little too well. Do you use super glue?
Oh yeah, 3D printer nerd. He went to a convention out in Germany, and there was this guy. Like they had a 3D printer that would do two different prints, 6 feet tall, in 6 hours. I was like,
that, and the one that was building models in like sand. That was like.
Or the one that was doing it in gel. The gel suspension one. Oh, dude, that was really cool, too.
There's some wild stuff coming out.
Or
see lipstick
of
Elmer's glue. Yeah, people use Elmer's glue all the time.
Yep, Elmer's glue.
Depending on the
Nair hairspray.
Yeah, depends on the type of bed that you're using.
Pure glass. If you got a slick glass surface, sure.
Hairspray for glass.
Yeah, and Elmer's glue too. Yeah.
No glue on
bare
glass.
Bare glass? Yeah.
Oh, no, I did. It runs right off. As soon as it's getting warm, it runs right off that bed.
Really?
The glass bed, yeah.
Oh, wow. I haven't done it yet, so.
They use it with that PTFG bedding.
Okay.
So it has like the micro ripples, so it has nowhere to go. It's just there. But yeah. But glue on the glass bed is no go. Especially if you, it could be fine if you're like using exactly enough. But if you overdo it or you go outside of where you're printing, that glue is just going to be touching nothing and going to find its way off eventually. And the glue can be messy. Painter's tape for the win. I'll never go back.
So, has anybody got any comments or questions before we head up out of here?
Right, and smash the like button, subscribe button, bell notification. See you in time when you go live here. We would greatly appreciate it. You know, if you would like to join Patreon, we would greatly appreciate that too. Get any kind of behind the scenes knowledge, tips, tricks to trading, not financial advice, of course, but mining as well as building brands, all sorts of great stuff. You want free knowledge, head down in there and you can find the Discord and you can find all the people that you're seeing here in chat down in the DCA Discord, just kind of chatting out of the way, living our best lives, right?
Oh, yeah. And got to get that Doge Lord merch. Yo, don't delay. Buy today. Got to get that Doge Lord merch at dogelord.com. Yo.
That's right.
And if you are a brew nut and you like to get your drip on, well, go to dogelordcoffee.com and buy the drip, guys. Buy the drip. You can buy it by the grind or you can buy it by the bean. Either way, we got your flavor. Woo!
All right.
All that awesomeness that we've got up over here over at the DCA. So I don't see any other comments or questions rolling on up in here, guys. So I hope you enjoyed my little unboxing up over here. If you guys got any comments or questions, even later on, definitely hit me up in the Discord. I'm always on. I might not be there typing away, but I'm always lurking in the shadows. So, if you have any
questions, first off, about this video, put it in the comment section so we can respond to it, check it out, and potentially answer it for the next video next Saturday. Or
right, your questions are our videos.
That's true. So. Heck yeah, guys. I thank you all for coming out. You're all amazing. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Peace.
Sure.
And stay savage. Yo.
DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.